We interrupt the Week in Review with a special report. At Cape Kennedy, Florida, the launch of a giant Saturn 1B rocket with an unmanned Apollo spacecraft in its nose has just taken place. Here to recapture the last moments of the countdown and the launch itself, VOA correspondent Rhett Turner at Cape Kennedy.
80 seconds until America's first Apollo moonship is supposed to lift off that pad after a week of rains and also 3 hours of delay here this morning at Cape Kennedy. We're looking at the 224-foot-high giant, the first of the new Saturn 1B series of rocket boosters with an Apollo three-man spacecraft on top. The launch today is the first test flight of both the Saturn 1B and of the Apollo spacecraft. There are no men, I repeat, there are no men aboard the spacecraft on this flight, and it will not go into orbit. The spacecraft is designed to go up into the air and then come back down fast, about 5,000 miles down into the Atlantic near Ascension Island. 26 seconds and counting. Let's listen to the voice of the mission control, and also you'll hear the blast off from the pad just a few seconds after ignition. 15 seconds. Listen.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, ignition.
And we have a liftoff at 12 minutes after the hour.
As you heard, Mission Control in Houston monitoring this over 1,000 miles away. Everything looks good on the performance of the first launch of the Saturn 1B rocket with an Apollo three-man spacecraft on top. It's now about a minute and a half off the pad and still in sight, and we see jet aircraft up there about to close in on it at supersonic speed and chase it. There was the jet boom of two jet aircraft breaking the sound barrier as they chase the Saturn 1B. It's still in sight.
40 seconds in and everything looking good. We did experience a momentary telemetry dropout just before the first minute into the flight, but all data has returned and all the plots look good.
1.5 million pounds of thrust blasting into the sky. 2 minutes off the pad and those supersonic jets are now closing in, one on each side. The Apollo craft, at 2 minutes 26 seconds after liftoff, the first stage of this giant booster rocket will break away, and the second stage will fire. 20,600 kilometers of weight.
Inboard engines have shut down.
And there is separation. First stage, all eight engines of the big rocket have now shut off, and the first stage should be... There it is. The second stage is lighted. It looks good. This is liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen being flown in a big rocket for the first time also. The tower has jettisoned, the safety tower, on the Apollo spacecraft, and the flight looks perfect thus far. That's Paul Haney, the voice of Mission Control, speaking from Houston over 1,000 miles away. And they're watching on television by closed circuit out there as we're watching from the pad here at Cape Kennedy.
That report of the launching of the Saturn 1B rocket by VOA correspondent Rhett Turner from Cape Kennedy.
Now, here is a summary of the news.